I should disappear, someone tells me. In there, though knocked down, I still don't disappear, wanting to flee once more to the terrace. I have not remained silent because silence is good, is beautiful. I simply had nothing more to say. I had my standards. I was silent because I had nothing more to say. Standards. That's a good analogy. A pound weighs a pound. A quantity is a quantity. I was hardly afraid. I was therefore no longer myself. There being nothing more for the self and your insatiable society to feed on. My times. I had everything and now have lost everything. First, my standards. I am cut off from myself and from everything else. I didn't know that a person could manifest this pain with a dream, that one could die, that the heavens can collapse, and a heaven can disappear into thin air, my immortal heart. I didn't know that every murder remains under one's skin, and night and day, the sick with their exhausted, lonely whimpers are the murderer's comrades, or that one retreats into such a hell, and that the valley of sorrow is one's only landscape. I didn't know that one can no longer see and hear everything lost, gone for good with a leap out the window, a mark on the throat, a crucified body, and not enough acquittals. Not enough. I am begging and crying, you see, but I don't have the grand music that leads one out who can't find the exit in sleep, in death. Transfiguration, not for us, but for others. Those figures who are purer, who are where I cannot be, since in fact I am here upon this paper and in the word that I write. For as the paper rustles, I cannot be quiet, and I rustle along with the scraps on the way, there, inward, where someone wraps up a bloody knife so that no one sees.